We'll go ahead and open a public hearing on House Bill 3659. This is the enabling language for the House Joint Resolution 18, which has been previously passed. As soon as we have a quorum, then we will go ahead and proceed to take action. But this morning, perhaps we get Dallas Wendt, our representative from the Legislative Fiscal Office, to update us, and we recognize Gina Harrington as our subcommittee assistant this morning. Please proceed.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3659 is the enabling legislation for HJR 18, which would allow debt financing of the unfunded pension costs. Right now, the expectation of savings is dramatic, that we can issue debt at a much lower cost than we would be paying our into the pension fund. The bill also, it's in ways means because it also provides the necessary expenditure limitation to the Department of Administrative Services to issue the debt and for debt service. The bill contains a provision to provide expenditure limitation if the House Joint Resolution 18 is passed by the voters. That is in a lesser amount than if the resolution is not passed by the voters. If the resolution is not passed by the voters, this bill it still authorizes the issuance of debt in the form of financing agreements to pay off the unfunded liability. The constraints of the amount that can be borrowed are still set in the bill as 1% of the assessed value of land, or roughly about $2.8 billion. The unfunded liability is estimated right now at about $2.3 billion. Regardless of how the unfunded liability is paid off through borrowing, the savings to the state are going to be sizable. Estimates, the last projections running from the assumptions used by the actuaries versus the debt service that would be required from debt, the issuance of this debt, over the life of the bonds, whose savings are in excess of $1 billion to the state. We have with us Kate Richardson from the Treasurer's Office, who was very instrumental in crafting this language, so she's here to discuss it.
Good morning, Kate. Do you want to come forward and sign in, please? Tell us why the difference is if the bond fails or if it passes.
Mr. Chair and members of the subcommittee, Kate Richardson, Chief of Staff, Oregon State Treasury. If I could have Chuck join me.
You bet.
Because I think I'll let him speak to exactly the difference between the two. But what this bill does is authorize the refinancing of the unfunded liability in two different forms. If HJR 18 passes, it would be with general obligation bonds, which are the lowest cost available bonds to the state, and so that would explain the lower debt service costs for those. And if that authorization is not granted by the voters, then it would be using an appropriation credit, not unlike a COP, and that would be still a significant savings, but it is a higher cost for debt service.
Thank you, Chuck.
Mr. Chair, for the record, I'm Chuck Smith, Director of Debt Management at the Oregon State Treasury. As Kate just mentioned, there's an alternative here to either use GO bonds at lower costs or an appropriation-style credit or COP-style credit at a higher cost. We've calculated the savings, I think conservatively, on using a GO type of financing at approximately $44 million. So it's a significant savings on to use the general obligation, and the general obligation will be more widely accepted in the marketplace, or more readily accepted. We'll still be able to do the appropriation-style credit. It's just going to take additional work in explaining what we're doing as a state and educating folks both domestically and internationally what an appropriation credit really means.
And check the difference of the approximately $16 million higher cost if the measure fails. Is that the explanation cost or is that an interest cost?
Well, it's first of all, the numbers include for the appropriation style approximately $11 million payment for insurance, because those would have to be insured, and then they include the additional amount would be extra debt service for 2003-2005 on the appropriation credit.
Okay. Are there other questions of Senator Dillon is recognized?
I obviously believe you should do either method, but in terms of the referral we made, are we making it clear to voters that we intend to refinance it in either case? They're just giving us the option of how to do it.
Chair Butler, Senator Devlin, I believe so. I did see the legislative argument in favor, and also the explanatory statement does make both of those things clear. The legislative argument in favor, in fact, lays out an either-or, and it was based on, or the structure of it was based on the explanatory statement, or I believe the legislative argument in favor on the OHSU Oregon Opportunity Bonds, in which a very similar question was put before the voters. We're going to be doing this project. We'd like to do it with general obligation bonds, so that was the question to the voters. If not, we will be using these higher cost bonds in order to do it. So that question is being put before the voters. We will be refinancing this obligation and saving a great deal of money. If we use this, which you could authorize, we could save even more.
Thank you.
Representative Patridge is recognized.
Thank you. Chuck, anything else besides these particular things that the Treasurer's Office has looked to refinance to maximize, or is this kind of the scope of the world that you guys feel currently in terms of debt management?
Mr. Chair, Representative, are you speaking in general on other bonds?
Well, I'm speaking in general on other bonds. Are there other things out there to maximize, or are these, I mean, is this kind of the lower-hanging fruit, or... I'm just trying to get a view of the world.
No, Representative, we've been refinancing on a continuous basis, right up to today. In fact, in September 8th, we've got another refinancing of some DEQ bonds. It's a small amount, but it's an important savings. So every time we have an opportunity to recognize savings in any of the bond programs, if this is a question, of any of the bond programs, we take those opportunities as soon as it makes economic sense to do so.
But, Mr. Chair, follow up. And on the appropriation credit side, you know, you currently have that authority to be able to do that particular. I mean, I'm trying to read. I haven't read this previous to this morning, so I'm trying to get a better handle on this case.
Mr. Chair, Representative Patridge, any issuance, of course, has to be authorized by the legislature. But an appropriation credit is not is not something that requires a vote of the people. It's only the general obligation bond that does. The legislature does have can authorize appropriation-type credit, and that would be the most appropriate credit other than general obligation bond to use in this situation for...
Other states aren't using any other method than the general appropriation, their GO bonds or the appropriation credits?
Mr. Chair, that's the only two types that have been introduced so far into the marketplace. General obligations, sometimes are limited tax general obligations for local governments, and appropriation-style credits. We've had two states use appropriation-style credits, and I notice Wisconsin is going to go ahead and use an appropriation-style credit. Okay. But the biggest sale so far, Mr. Chair, has been the $10 billion Illinois pension obligation bond that was sold in June. And that was a general obligation bond. And interestingly enough, their bond ratings were exactly the same ratings that we have for Moody's and Standard & Poor's. It was very well received. And about a third of it was sold in international markets. So it was received internationally as well as very well domestically.
Representative Patrick, follow up.
So just so I'm clear on the particular legislation that we're talking about, in Section 14, it looks like that we're doing the cost of the debt service, and it approves the appropriation credit and approves first the bond, the GO bonds, and then it would approve if those fail to do the.
Mr. Chair, by reading that,
that is correct. Mm-hmm.
And if not, it would authorize the appropriation credit.
That is correct, in a higher amount.
And I guess my going back to my previous question, there's nothing else out there, though, that you guys feel that appropriation credits are appropriate for?
I mean, in terms...
In terms of the refinancing stuff.
Chair Butler, represent Patridge. The only other type of credit that we've seen discussed and is something that California is considering, and that is an obligation as authorized by law, and it's something that the Supreme Court has to sign off on, and that's so it is actually fairly complicated and not really an option for us to consider. So these are the two.
That's fair.
Great. I have one follow-up question.
Follow-up question, Representative
Mr. Chair, I saw a very dirty car in the garage this morning. You wouldn't happen to know there's some gray Jetta or, I mean, Passat. It looks like it's been run through mud puddles all over the town. And I was wondering if the Treasurer's Office might know, since cleanliness is close to godliness, whose car that might be that is sullying the good image of our garage.
Chair Butler, Representative Patridge, it is a Passat. And the Treasurer's Office comes down out of the hills.
All right.
For,
I just wanted to clarify that.
Okay, thank you very much. We will close the public hearing on House Bill 3659 and open a work session now on 3659. Dallas?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, your legislative fiscal office recommends approval of the bill in respect to the expenditure limitation provided.
Representative Patridge now moves approval of the legislative fiscal office's recommendation on House Bill 3659. Any discussion? Any objections? Hearing and seeing none. So ordered. Representative Patridge now moves House Bill 3659 to the full committee with due pass recommendation. Any objection? Any discussion? So ordered. Thank you very much. Let's see. We'll have that in full.
This afternoon?
I hope we get this afternoon.
The next full, we're shooting to have it ready, if it's this afternoon
or tomorrow morning. Okay. And let's see. Will someone from Revenue want to carry the onto the House and Senate? Any discussions there? I don't know what previous discussions have been. Senator Devlin, would you like to carry this in the Senate? And Representative Patridge, the House?
That's fine.
Okay. I can carry it to the full of, if like.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever's easy.
Okay. With that, we will close general government. Thank you very much.